I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, our producers weigh in on their favorite music from 2007. But first, Denzel Washington not only directed The Great Debaters, but plays one of the leads, Melvin B. Tolson. Melvin B. Tolson had one grandson, Ken Tolson. He was an informal consultant for the film. Last week, we had a nice conversation that we decided to share with you again. Your grandfather wrote two particularly noteworthy poems. One, Dark Symphony,
is
considered his greatest work. It was published in Atlantic Monthly in 1941. We actually have a recording of him reading some of Dark Symphony.
Okay.
Let's listen.
None in the land can say to us black men today, you send the tractors on their bloody path and create okies for the grapes of wrath. You breed the slum that breeds a native son to damn the good earth pilgrim fathers won. None in the land can say to us black men today, you dupe the poor with rags to riches tales and leave the workers empty dinner pails. You stuff the ballot box and honest men are muzzled by your demagogic din. None in the land can say to us black men today, you smash stock markets with your coin blitzkriegs and make 100 million guinea pigs. You counterfeit our Christianity and bring contempt upon democracy.
A lot of passion there. Was he always like that?
Yes. And when I spoke to at the D.C. premiere, and I used several words to describe my grandfather. And again, I had to live my grandfather's life through my, you know, my family and friends and Wiley alumni, Langston alumni.
Why, he died before you were born?
He died, and there's been misprinted in a couple of papers. They keep saying that I was 2 years old. No, I was 2 months old when he passed. I used the word maverick, and just hearing the stories, how my grandfather would debate people out in the open. You know, he always challenged inappropriate laws, the Jim Crow laws, and separation laws. He challenged that. Before the 30s, when he graduated from school, he and several class members, that he'll be out there, he'll protest and stuff, and they'll get banged in the head or worse. And later on, he realized you have to challenge the laws and everything with your mind and not your physical activity per se at that time.
But in the film, he is shown as an activist, and he's shown taking some risks in the service of his political activism. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate. My grandmother had said to me there were several times that she really didn't want him doing those things because it endangered the family. There were several times Grandma talked about bottles being thrown through the window late in the middle of the night when he was professor a while and he was staying near the campus. There were several times that he'd be out in public and just approached by the law, you know, and harassed. Later on, when he wasn't actually at Wiley but at Langston, when he ran for mayor, there was opposition that said that we don't want, you know, you smart Negroes stirring up, you know, trouble or trying to change things. And they burned his house down. So, but that didn't stop him.
He did eventually become mayor of Langston.
Exactly.
And what did he serve? Four terms.
Four terms, yeah.
I read a piece about your grandfather, a piece in American Legacy, which I think is a piece that sparked this whole film. And one of the criticisms was that he was an autocrat. And there's a bit of an irony in there, isn't it? In that he's teaching kids to stand up for their rights and to think for themselves and to, but he made them memorize all their arguments. Do you find that funny? Or do you, at least, you know, little contradictory?
I don't know. I didn't grow up in that time. And according to my dad and my uncles, my grandfather was a perfectionist. And in order to get the message over that time, he had to write the arguments for students, even though he wanted all of his students, you know, to think for themselves and everything. But in public and where they're going to be recorded or, you know, people taking notes, that he wanted to make sure the right message was getting across and it hadn't been embellished in any kind of way.
He felt the stakes were very high.
Right.
He also wrote libretto for the Republic of Liberia. He was made the poet laureate of Liberia. How did that honor come about?
The colored immigrants, when they came in the early 30s and early 40s in the South particularly, you know, they took residence near a lot of our HBCUs. And there were several nationalists from Liberia who were very fond of my grandfather's works and teachings. And I think it just got, when they went back home or whatever, they just, you know, this news traveled. As well as a national level, my grandfather's one of few African-American poets who were starting to be published in, what's the word?
Journals.
Yeah, other journals that weren't African-American based.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Ken Tolson. He is the grandson of Melvin B. Tolson, the subject of the new film, The Great Debaters. You mentioned that your grandfather graduated from Lincoln University, a great historically black college. You are a Morehouse man, went to Morehouse. And when you went there and one of your professors found out that you were grandson of Melvin Tolson, what happened?
First day of class, freshman year, Dr. Reed was going down the roll call. And
Dr. Reed is?
Professor of English. And he said, Ken Tolson, you're not related to Melvin B. Tolson. I said, yes, sir, that was my grandfather. And he talked a little bit, and he said, see me after class. And, you know, went to his office, and he said, I was taught by your grandfather, and your grandfather made an indelible impression upon me and our American society. And he said, I want to do something different here with you. We're going to do this project for the semester. And I'm saying to myself, what's he talking about? And he had me do this paper. And he said, this will prepare you for your master's thesis, because this is going to be a master's thesis when you finish. And I did a research on my grandfather. And to be honest, I probably would not have done that if it wasn't for Professor Reed. For one, I went to private schools here in the Washington metropolitan area. And I had two incidents happen where, you know, the teacher tells the class, do a report on a famous person. And I did on my grandfather. And one teacher, in one instance, like, there's no way in the world that this individual did all this. Right. I said, what do you want? The teacher at the time said, well, you're going to show me records or something. And they,
the
paper.
Kidding.
No.
So you were accused of embellishing
right.
or making it up?
Making it up. The paper came back when I submitted and got it back. No errors for grammar or anything. Just a big C minus. And the note was, if you can't prove any of this, then your grade is in jeopardy for a semester. So, of course, I went home, told my dad. And my dad first gave me it was the invitation that went out to everyone, I guess, in the Washington Society from the Library of Congress, saying, come here, Melvin B. Tolson speak. So I took that in, and the teacher still didn't believe, thought this was a invitation. So, okay. So then my dad had to come up to the school, and I straightened everything out.
Wow, that must have been a very painful experience.
Yeah, it was, and it's sad, but then again, that's the type of racism sometimes that we go through and what have you. I did this report for Dr. Reed, and over the course of the semester, I actually went out to Wiley College. I went out to Langston, and those were my first times stepping foot on those campuses as a young adult, and to really fully appreciate the campus setting, the campus environment, the people there who knew my grandfather.
Well, what did all that mean to you after you had a chance to dig into your grandfather's life and history?
I was just hoping that in my life that I could do 25% of what he did. It was just so powerful and moving. And during the process of interviewing the people for my paper, how my grandfather laid down or stuck his life on the edge for them, you know, did this. If your grandfather hadn't done that, we would still be doing this today. You know, those kind of, you know, statements. And it was just really powerful, overwhelming.
What does it mean to you now to have your grandfather's story told?
I cried when I first saw the first commercial, because again, I had to live my grandfather's life through my family's life. And to see Denzel, like the scene where in the opening scene, he climbs up on the desk. I've heard my parents, heard my uncles talk about that, as well as a former Wiley students. You know, his methods, you know, some people might say are different, but he opened students' minds. And most African Americans during that time period who came from those schools, you can't come from the Midwest and not know who my grandfather was and not be affected by the social movements, the educational, all those activities that he was involved in.
Now that this story is now available for others to experience. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know what you would like people to take from this film and from your grandfather's life and legacy.
I can't stress enough the importance of education. A lot of people talk about it, but we really need to write the checks or get into our public schools, get quality teachers, educate city officials, wherever we need to do to focus on the drastic issue and the systemic issue within our communities right now, because we're not, as a nation, we're not even the top 25 nations in regards to education. We're not moving forward in the arts, language arts, or in the sciences and the math. And if we don't change that now, I mean really now, 10 years from now, we're going to suffer even more. Because where are we going to get the next black scientists? Where are we going to get the next black educators if we're not serious about education?
Ken Tolson is Chief Operating Officer of the Emerging Technology Consortium. He is the grandson of poet Melvin B. Tolson, who is the subject of the new film, The Great Debaters. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on board, Michelle.